I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Indian scientists found a new double mutant coronavirus variant. Officials say it's not connected to the latest spike in cases, but COVID-19 infections hit a three-month high last week, prompting new lockdowns and restrictions. And these send more people to World Mission's church partners for help, while others return to the churches with a message. World Mission's Greg Kelly says,
throughout COVID, World Mission executed 12 different feeding programs. And what's happening right now is these Hindu families, they're now coming back to these pastors and they're telling them, you were like angels to us. While we were in our greatest time of need, you stood with us. And for that, we'll never forget. And they're coming to Christ because of that practical expression of the gospel.
And if you're a regular MNN listener, you've likely heard reports about the persecution underway in Pakistan. It's the fifth most dangerous place in the world to follow Christ, according to Open Doors. Pac-7 hopes to foster a positive change in Pakistan by showing Christians and people of other faiths working together. CEO Andrew Hart says by making programs for national TV, Pac-7 ministers to viewers across the religious spectrum.
People are often looking for help in their situations. We hope that through our programs and through our work on social media, that we're able to help people to see the difference that knowing Jesus can make. We give them the opportunity to explore that further through online conversation with our teams.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 wants to help you learn about some of the countries into which they broadcast. So they're offering a series of free coloring pages with games, fun facts, and puzzles when you sign up for the free download. It's also a reminder to pray. So get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.